Hey everyone, this is Sydney Shoup from Victory Condition Gaming, and you're listening to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Victory Condition Gaming. Today we are doing our results show from our Origins predictions. With me today is Kent Blue from Roll to Play Podcast. Kent?
What's up everyone?
Hopefully everything is going well for them. I don't know.
I hope so.
I hope no way for them to answer that question.
I was going to wait a little bit for them to answer too.
I hope everything is up with everyone.
Absolutely. And also joining me tonight is Tim Devine from Dice Up Games. Tim, are you ready to realize how well we all did with these predictions?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. But not joining us today is Ben Higgins, because evidently Ben is still recuperating from the gaming marathon that he and I were a part of yesterday for the Alzheimer's Association. Actually, it was put on by a gentleman, Jordan, who is a regular on the show. He has Gamers Against Alzheimer's. He did a 16-hour gaming marathon, which Ben and I were both at. I guess Ben's probably sleeping off his gaming hangover that he has at this point. So we'll have to see if Ben is dodging a bullet with, and maybe he is the loser of this competition.
If he's not here, then we could probably just tell him.
We could just be like, Ben, you lost.
It was bad. Yeah. It was bad, man. It was real bad.
There is no physical evidence of how we voted. So
the papers went up in flames shortly after this episode.
Yep. As well as the podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to tell everyone, if you haven't listened to our Origins Predictions episode, that was, what, like two episodes ago, I think. So go back, listen to that episode first. Ben did a really great job of giving us some insight on some of the games because of the fact that he manages a game store. Kent also gave us some insight on the Cthulhu coloring book. And Tim pretty much just...
No insight whatsoever.
He piggybacked off everyone else's answers.
And Tim was there.
And Tim pretty much just shilled Renegade Games the whole time.
Unabashedly. And Doug did a wonderful job of reading all of those,
titles,
yeah, and long lists of role-playing game creators, because apparently it takes 20 people to screw in a role-playing game.
Absolutely. I mean, game design ain't easy. So let's just start right in on it, and
Let's start by recapping the nominees and all their designers.
No, we're going to... I told you that this was going to take 30 minutes. If we do that, it's going to take another hour just on its own. If you want to hear all the designers on these games, check out the first episode, because I do not want to murder their names a second time. So let's start with the board game nominees. The nominees were The Captain is Dead, Dice Forge, Gloomhaven, The Godfather, Corleone's Empire, Great Western Trail, Lorenzo Il Magnifico, Near and Far, Pandemic Legacy Season 2, Raiders of the North Sea, TAC, A Beautiful Game, and Santorini. Tim voted Raiders of the North Sea. Kent voted Gloomhaven. Ben voted Pandemic Legacy Season 2. Doug voted Gloomhaven. The winner is Gloomhaven.
Woo!
Which doesn't really surprise me, because that is just an awesome game. It has just recently hit retailers for the second printing. It is going like gangbusters. It's filling up my Facebook feed as far as people picking it up and just getting really hyped about Gloomhaven. Hey, guys, have you gotten a chance to play Gloomhaven at all since these last couple weeks?
Nope. Haven't even laid eyes on the game.
Okay.
No.
Good deal. So that is 2 points for Tim. Oh, I'm sorry. That is not 2 points for him, Tim. Tim has 1 point because he actually had Gloomhaven as his runner-up, or his second choice. Kent and I both get 2 points for having it as our number one pick. The card game category, there was 10 nominees. The nominees are 5-Minute Dungeon, Eon's End, Custom Heroes, Ex Libris, The Fox in the Forest, Hero Realms, Honshu, Jump Drive, The Lost Expedition, and One Deck Dungeon. Tim voted Fox in the Forest. Kent voted Fox in the Forest. Ben voted 5-Minute Dungeon. And I voted One Deck Dungeon. The winner was Ex Libris, which was Ben's second pick. Nobody else had that picked as their second choice. So that is 1 point for Ben. So to recap, 1 point Tim, 2 points Kent, 2 points Doug, 1 point Ben. The next category was collectible games. There were 10 nominees as well in this category. Let's list them off. Card Fight, Vanguard, Demonic Advent Booster, Dungeons & Dragons Minis, Icons of the Realms, Monster Menagerie 2, DC Dice Masters, Batman Foil Packs, Dragon Ball Super Card Game, Galactic Battles Booster, Final Fantasy TCG, Opus 1 Collection Booster, Marvel Heroclix, The Mighty Thor, Magic the Gathering, Ixalan Booster, Pokemon, The Card Game, Sun and Moon Booster, Star Wars Destiny Awakenings Booster, and Yu-Gi-Oh! 2017 Mega Tin. Now, Tim, you voted Star Wars because...
I know that name.
Because you know the name. Excellent. Kent voted Magic the Gathering because...
I know that name.
Nice. And Ben and I also voted Star Wars. The winner was Star Wars Destiny, the Awakenings Booster. So, Tim, that puts you to 3 points. Ben's to 3 points. Doug... which is myself, I am at 4. The next category was family games. 10 nominees again. The nominees were Azul, Bunny Kingdom, Codenames Disney, Codenames Duet, Downforce, Drop Mix, Hot Shots, Mountains of Madness, Sagrada, and Viral. Tim, you voted Azul because you've heard that game?
Well, I've heard a lot about that game. It's actually a game that I'd want to get for our shelves for sure. And it looked really, really nice and pretty.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful game. Kent, you voted Sagrada?
Because it's got stained glass window stuff.
Nice.
And I hear a lot about it.
Oh, I thought maybe you were a fan of stained glass windows.
I don't know if I've made up my mind on it or not.
I'm on the fence of stained glass windows. I like stained glass windows, but...
I mean, you know, nothing wrong with them.
No. Ben and I also voted Azul. The winner was, of course, Azul, which doesn't really surprise anybody because that was also Kent's number two pick. So...
Everyone wins.
Everyone pretty much gains points at this point. You know what? When we were at the long game yesterday, someone actually mentioned, the guys from Gemhammer and Sons mentioned Drop Mix, that they were at PAX earlier this year, and everybody was talking about Drop Mix while they were there. And so hopefully that gets a little more buzz about it because it is a really cool kind of game, and I had that as my second pick. It really kind of combines the whole technology and board game, you know, demographics, and it's just fun. Hey, Joe from Gemhammer and Sons was saying, you know, it's just fun just to kind of like play around with too, even by yourself. So hopefully if anybody's listening, check out Drop Mix because I think it's a cool game. The next category is miniatures. There were 4 nominees: Blood and Plunder, Rune Wars Miniatures Game, The Walking Dead Miniatures Game, and Warhammer 40K 8th Edition. Tim voted Blood and Plunder because pirates. Kent, Ben, and I voted Warhammer.
Because no pirates.
Because no pirates.
No pirates.
And the winner, of course, was Warhammer. And I think that doesn't surprise too many folks either, because actually, Tim, you had that as your second pick. So everybody gains points on that scoring as well. So, Tim, you got 1 point. Everybody else got two. The gaming accessories. This was a big category for Kent.
Yeah, Kent, I know my stuff about this stuff.
Kent really, really dug into the game accessory category, which really kind of surprised me. But that was great, because I'm glad that I have an expert on the show about the game accessories.
That's right.
Game accessories. There were quite a few nominees. Let's take a look. There were seven nominees. Chaosium Call of Cthulhu coloring book, which was Kent's favorite, and I think he was trying to throw the contest by plugging that as hard as he could so everybody would vote for it. Sword and Sorcery custom dice pack, the Broken Token Terraforming Mars organizer, Sails of Glory Series 4 ship packs, Smirking Dragon tablecloths, D&D Icons of the Realm, and Pathfinder Battles pre-painted miniatures, and Zia Station organizer. The winner was Terraforming Mars organizer by Broken Token. Tim, you voted the coloring book. Kent voted the coloring book. I voted the coloring book. But Ben voted the Terraforming Mars insert by Broken Token. And that was actually my second pick as well. So I get 1 point. Ben gets two. And because Kent tried to throw the contest, you guys, unfortunately, did not score any points on that category.
Well, Kent, I never claimed to be an expert.
Kent, are you demanding a recount on this category? Because you were adamant that this was going to win this whole it was going to win this category and this award.
I do. I demand a recount. So whoever's in charge of that, gather everyone back up and recount it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, every year this happens at Origins. Every year there's this conspiracy. It's underground conspiracy revolving entirely around the accessory.
Yep.
I think
Ben got insider information, and that's why it went down this way.
That's why
he's not here.
Yeah, I think that's probably why. You know, I think it can't be because, you know, he's got better things to do. No. Yeah. No. So Ben took it home with that category. Yeah. Now, the next category was role-playing supplements, which the three of us, we should dominate this category because, you know, this is kind of our wheelhouse. This is where Ben kind of fell to the background, and we were able to really kind of pull ahead in this competition with this category. And the role-playing supplements, there were 13 nominees. And the nominees were Adventures in Middle-Earth, Rovian Region Guide, Adventures in Middle-Earth Lore Master's Guide, Blue Rose Narrator's Kit, Call of Cthulhu, the Grand Grimoire of the Cthulhu Mythos, Call of Cthulhu, the Two-Headed Serpent, Castles and Crusades Codex Germania, Castles and Crusades Codex Slavorium, Cypher System Expanded Worlds, Cypher System Predation, Doctor Who RPG Game Master's Companion, Dungeons & Dragons Xandar's Guide to Everything, Mutants and Masterminds Atlas of Earth Prime, Shadows of the Demon Lord, Demon Lord's Companion. Tim, you were the only one to vote Cypher System Predation. And I'm kind of curious as to why you voted that.
Well, I don't do much with supplements.
Right.
Once I get a core system, I'll do my own thing with it. But I hadn't looked at the book. I heard a lot about it, but I hadn't looked at it. And I thought it going a different way because there are already so many supplements out there for D&D that I figure people might just have some sort of fatigue with it.
Sure, sure. That makes sense.
If this is truly a guide to everything, then it's almost like the cure to that fatigue because now you only need this one. So in hindsight, I made a fatal error, and I think it might have cost me, guys.
It's all right. It's all right. I will say that I did pick up the PDF of Predation, and it's designed by Shayna Germain, and she's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I can kind of see why. And that probably would have been that was my second pick. So it was definitely up there. But of course, the rest of us all voted Dungeons & Dragons, Xandar's Guide to Everything, which, of course, took the award. Kent, I don't think you're too surprised about that result.
No, not really.
I mean, they said it was like one of their biggest sellers of...
As much as I would maybe like to see a little bit of D&D fatigue, I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah. It just kind of shows you how strong a grasp it has on the market. But yeah, I think it's probably one of their best supplements that they've ever put out. I know. Speaking with Black Moon Games and their store owner Tony, he says that he definitely can't keep that book in stock. So yeah, that is 2 points for everyone except for Tim, because Tim didn't even vote for his second choice. He voted Blue Rose.
Yeah, again, I mean, I went with what I liked best.
Sure.
No, you can't do those. You can't do that in these contests.
I know.
It's all right.
Anything Monty Cook, anything. I mean, Blue Rose was just amazing too, but the cipher, yeah. Anyway, I'll let you continue.
It's all right. So the final category, the category that we're just going to just hit it out of the park and just rack up 2 points on and get totally correct, was the role-playing game category. There were 13 nominees. The nominees were Adventures in Middle-Earth Player's Handbook, Blades in the Dark, Blue Rose Second Edition, Cthulhu Confidential, The Dark Eye Core Rules, The Extraordinary Adventures of Baron Munchausen, The My Little Pony Tales of Equestria, Monster Hearts 2, Puppet Land, Starfinder, Tales from the Loop, Star Trek Adventures, Traveler's Starter Set, and Vert. Kent, you voted Starfinder for your first choice.
Yep.
I think was a solid choice.
I thought so too.
It won the fan favorite.
It did win the fan favorite. Your second choice was Star Trek. So you went like a kind of a sci-fi theme on that one.
Yeah.
Which of course was my second pick as well, because I've got the PDF of that book and it's great. And the folks at Modiphius definitely did their homework and they know their stuff about Star Trek. So that's why I picked Star Trek. Actually, Ken, Tim, that was your second pick as well, was Star Trek, but your first pick was Blades in the Dark.
Yes. Yeah, and I've never seen the Middle Earth one, the winner.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about it, but what I know from the indie side of things and how popular it was and how many hacks you're going to see of it. Blades in the Dark is I thought for sure was going to be, if not best, at least fan favorite. But
I was surprised that didn't take any kind of any award, because now that it's been out for a little while, it keeps popping up in my social media, and it's definitely got folks that are real big fans of Blades in the Dark. Ben voted My Little Pony, Tales of Equestria, and I voted Tales from the Loop, which most people know that's a game that I really enjoy as well. As Tim said, the winner was Adventures in Middle Earth by Cubicle 7. None of us got any points on that category. That's really that either shows you how awesome this role-playing category is, because we all have kind of a different favorite that we picked to take this award, and they still all didn't win. So that's I was like kind of messing with and joking around that none of us got this category right, and we love this category. I think it kind of is a testament to how much awesome stuff is in the RPG industry and how much great stuff came out last year.
Yeah.
Definitely. Or you know, it just points to the fact that a lot of people were wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that too, Ken. I was gonna go in a different direction, but I think.
Well, what I'll add to it too is that one of the thing, the interesting thing about the role-playing category is that if you're really into any of these other categories, you got to buy one of these games to play it. If you're really into the role-playing category, there are hundreds of free ones online that you could just look at and start playing.
That's true.
So it's you could be a real big fan of role-playing and not have to spend a dime.
Yeah. No, and that's one thing that I really, really like about the RPG category. You know, just in RPGs in general is there's not a huge barrier of to start playing in an RPG. So let's tally the scores up. I'm gonna get my trusty calculator and do my accounting here. Beep, boop, boop,
boop, beep, beep. I was gonna say, are you gonna edit in a whole bunch of those sound effects?
I'm gonna put in adding machine that where the tape kind of comes up and yep. Yeah, that's gonna go in right here. And the winner is a tie.
Oh, Kent, we got it.
Yes.
The winner is a tie but at 11 points.
Thanks, everyone. I really appreciate your support and believing in me.
On behalf of Kent and myself.
Gentlemen, I wish that were the case. Unfortunately, it is not. The winners are Ben Higgins from Quarterstaff Games and myself. We both scored 11 points in this contest, and we both got 5 first place categories. So I don't really know how we can break this tie to actually, you know, solidify the sole winner of this contest, other than maybe we'll have to come back on for Gen Con Awards or the Ennies. We'll have to do an any show.
Well, first of all, I demand a recount, and so you can queue up that soundtrack or that soundbite again.
Beep, beep. I'm gonna crunch the numbers a little bit. Crunch, crunching, crunch. Still the same, guys.
Well, then I invoke my recount clause and demand another one.
All right, I'm gonna do 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 do. No.
Well, little do you know, I have a second recount clause built into my contract for appearing on this. I'm just going to see how many times I can get you to put in that sound effect.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Here it is for yet another time. Okay, yeah, no, still the same.
Well, it's a good thing I negotiated Tim's contract too, because... Guess what Tim has as well.
Yeah, about that. I kind of lost my contract, so I don't really know if we can do that again.
Fine.
I don't know, but we can try.
Yes!
Now you're putting it on me to actually go out and find like an MP3 to insert it, or a sound effect to put in there. So now I really got some homework to do. It was going to be like a really easy podcast. Now it's not. Now it's going to be like, oh, now I actually have to find sound effects for this.
Yes, we'll make you work for it.
And not only that, but then I have to insert it like a dozen times into this podcast.
I hope it's easier than finding a fish smacking flesh.
It seemed like one of those things, Kent, where after a few minutes of Googling, you just got to go buy a fish.
It's going to be so much easier.
The one I found, sorry, you're going to edit all this out, Doug. But
I'm not. Okay.
The one I found was from a YouTube video of this kid looking at this fish that was laying on a dock, and then it pops up and slaps him in the face with its tail and then dies. the fish, the kid.
Nice.
I mean, I found lots of people getting smacked with fish, but they were talking over it. I needed a good, clean fish smack. And this kid didn't see it coming, so I had it a nice isolated fish smack.
Well, you should like what do you call those folks that do like sound effects for movies? I forget what they're called something. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can almost think of it.
You've got a movie background.
Damn it, Doug.
What?
Foley. They're Foley.
That's right. You should actually like come up with, since you, like I said, you've got a movie background. You should have found like some sort of, you know, situation where it makes the sound of that.
I'm not gonna say that I smacked my stomach on the mic to try to replicate the sound. Anyways, whatever.
Podcast gold right here, folks. Oh, man.
So we know
that sidebar. That sidebar brought to you by Havoc Brigade, where you too can slap a fish.
That's right. So to the scoring, Ben and I both scored 11 points with 5 correct first place votes. Kent scored 8 points with 3 correct votes, first place votes. Tim scored 6 points with 2 correct votes. So unfortunately, or fortunately for Kent, Ben, and I, Tim lost this contest. And now, Tim, you have to record some sort of intro or something for us. Did we say in a style of our choosing?
Oh yeah. Okay. I already have my choosing.
You have already have your choosing. Nice. Yep. So Tim has to record an intro in the style of our choosing for us. And yeah. So Tim, what do you think of that? First of all, congratulations.
I had a speech plan for winning where I was going to thank a bunch of people, but now I'm going to have to do my blame speech.
Like, yeah, blame. No, that's fine. That's fine. Turn around and yep. give us that. That's fine.
Yeah. I'd like to blame the internet.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. That's what you have to do at this point.
Yeah. I will stand by the contract that I threw away, and I will record these things for you guys to use on your podcast.
Nice. I don't think Ben has a podcast, so I think you're going to have to record his voicemail message.
That's awesome. I was going to say, does he have any like local TV channel commercials for a shop?
I don't think so. I think
come on down.
I'm sure that he can put some sort of audio file to use. But yeah, no, it's going to be great. Kent, do you have what are you going to have to record for you?
Well, Tim's going to introduce my next show just briefly, not the full introduction. Well, not my next show, but one coming down the pipes. It's going to be a returning character, one that we all love. From Dr. Maggot Hands. What's that character, Tim?
Oh, it's Purple Unicorn Death Pony.
That's right.
Purple nice. Unicorn Death Pony. Nice. Bringing back the Purple Unicorn Death Pony.
All right.
I love it.
I'll send you a script.
All right. And then maybe I'll play Tales from Equestria using the same, since I found out that basically I was playing a My Little Pony, even though I have never played a My Little Pony game.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no.
Playing a My Little Death Pony.
Tales of Equestria is a good game. I'm going to tell you right now. Ben picked it as his number one pick for the role-playing category, and I can see why. It's definitely a great product. We'll definitely have to play it at some point. And then you can play Purple Unicorn Death Pony as part of the Equestria universe. I'm going to probably have you do our podcast intro, and I don't know what I'm going to have you voice it as.
Do you have any actual plays coming up or things that need a thing?
Do I?
We can talk about it offline too.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I think you know, I've got some ideas. I think maybe you could do it as your Dad's on Mowers voice. That was good. So be on the lookout for a future episode of Tim introducing the Victory Condition Gaming podcast is maybe the Dad's on Mower voice, which of course you can listen to on Roll to Play podcast right now.
Yeah.
Kent, you want to tell us a little bit about your promotion that you've got going on with Roll to Play and Kids on Bikes?
Well, you drop your episodes on Thursdays, right?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, guess what? You all sat on it and don't get a partake. But you could have won a copy of Kids on Bikes, but you can't now because you know what? You all sat around not doing anything about it.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Yeah. No, it will have just ended whenever this episode goes up.
That's fine.
We did have quite a few entries, so there's still a few days left.
That's awesome.
Real time.
In real time, but we're not listening to this in real time. We're listening to this past time. So, if you haven't listened to Dads on Mowers on Role to Play Podcast, give it a listen. Kent and Tim did an awesome job, and of course, Doug Lewandowski, the co-designer, was on there with us, and Banana Chan GM'd, and it was just a super, super fun time. And I'm going to tell you right now that Kids on Bikes is going to be my pick for this for the role-playing category for next year, I think. So far, I really, really, the more I play this game, the more I really like it. So yeah, that I think that might make some, so that might take home this Origins Award for 2018. All right, I think that's going to do it. I told you guys it was going to be a short podcast episode, which luckily I think it is. If anybody would like to listen to you guys online, where can they listen to you? Kent, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, you can find me on Road to Play Podcast. It's my little show. We drop episodes every Thursday right there alongside Doug's show. So whenever you listen to that, pop over to my feed, grab my latest episode. At Road to Play Pod on Twitter. You can find us by searching Road to Play Podcast on Facebook. Just search it. You can find us everywhere.
Now, you just recently joined a network too, right?
I did. I joined the Fan Off Network, which is just kind of a whole pop culture network. They had no like role playing game representation, so I partnered up with them and I'm over on there now.
Nice. Well,
lots of good shows over on the Fan Off Network.
Nice. Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Tim, where can folks find you, sir?
Oh, you can probably find me on Role to Play Podcast. It's this little podcast that Kent puts on. No, you can find Kristen, my wife, and I design, hack, and play games. You can find us at diceupgames.com or on social media at diceupgames. Or you can talk to me on Twitter at GMTimD. And yeah, that's where you find us.
Awesome. And we've got something special in the works with something that you hacked for Lasers and Feelings that hopefully we'll feature here on the show at some point.
I'm super excited playing that game.
I'm very, very
I didn't know how much I wanted to play that game until we all decided that it was a thing that needed to be played.
And if anybody would like to follow Ben on social media, you can check him out at Flop Cardboard on Instagram and Twitter. And then you can also check out Quarterstaff Games on Facebook. They have a great community up there for gamers. They do a lot of miniatures. They do a lot of card games. They do a lot of board gaming. Definitely check out Quarterstaff Games if you're in the Northern Vermont area. And if you like this podcast, give us a subscribe and rate us on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you're listening to this. And then you can subscribe to us on YouTube, Twitch, and check us out on Facebook at Victory Condition Gaming. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Doug VC Gaming. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight, folks. I want to thank Kent and Tim and, of course, Ben for being part of our first annual Origins Awards prediction show. Hopefully we can do this again for the Ennies. So, guys, hopefully we can all get the band back together and do this all over again here in a few more months.
I'll do more homework next time.
Yeah,
I won't. If I do homework, it will be solely to throw people off.
I know your game, man.
That's right.
Your game.
That's right.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Victory Condition Gaming, because winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next time. With me today is Kent Blue from Role to Play Podcast.
Oh. Sorry. I was sitting here thinking, I was like, I was going to wait, but there is no audience. And then I just shut down. Okay. bring me back in.
It's all right. With me today is Kent Blue. That's going to be in the bloopers at the end, by the way. I'm definitely putting that in at the end.